Just 2 weeks after that July 4th weekend tournament, the 1956 United States Open Championship was going to be held in Oklahoma City. It would have many more contestants, including some of the best players in the United States and Canada. While Bobby had no hope of placing among the top contenders, he was eager to continue his winning streak, aware that the opportunity to compete against stronger players would sharpen his game. Regina balked. She was concerned that he'd exhaust himself playing in a third tournament within 2 months. It was also impossible for her to take time off to accompany her son on the long trip to Oklahoma, and she worried about his going alone. Bobby was adamant. If he could go to Nebraska by himself, he argued, why couldn't he go to Oklahoma City? Regina reluctantly agreed. But raising enough money for his expenses was, as always, a problem. She persuaded Maurice Casper of the Manhattan Chess Club to give her $125 toward Bobby's expenses. The travel fare was $93.50, and she contacted the tournament organizing committee to arrange to have Bobby stay at someone's home to save on the cost of a hotel. A player's wife agreed to keep an eye on the boy and provide most of his meals. Before leaving to help raise money for his trip, Bobby played a 21-game simultaneous exhibition in the lobby of the Jersey City YMCA, winning 19, drawing 1, and losing 1, with some 100 spectators following his games. Each player paid $1, with 2 free entries allowed. Bobby's profit, $19. Scrimping to make up the balance, Regina sent him off to Oklahoma. By far the strongest tournament Bobby had ever played in, the U.S. Open was held in the Oklahoma Biltmore Hotel, a somewhat palatial facility that seemed out of context in a Great Plains town, although the decor of American Indian and buffalo paintings reminded the competitors that they were in cowboy country. Bobby, still small for his age, he appeared to be only 9 or 10, became a novelty at the Open. He was interviewed twice on local television, profiled by newspapers and by the Oklahoman magazine, and continued to draw crowds to his table. A flash of photographers seemed always on hand to snap his picture. 102 players competed in the 12-round tournament spread over 2 weeks. Bobby's opponents were not necessarily the strongest in the tournament, nor were they the weakest. He drew with several masters, defeated some experts, players a rank below master, kept his resolve, and ended up not losing a game, which was a record for a 13-year-old at a U.S. Open. When the pieces were cleared, he was tied with 4 other players for 4th place, just 1 point away from the winner, Arthur Bisgeier, a fellow member of the Manhattan Chess Club. His official U.S. Chess Federation rating calculated after the event was astronomically high, 2,375, confirming his status as a master and ranking him number 25 in the nation. No one in the United States or in the world had ever ascended so quickly.